This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been looking at what we can learn about Jesus in Matthew 24 and 25 and the surrounding chapters. We saw in an earlier visit that Jesus functioned in much the same way prophets in the Old Testament did. As he concluded pronouncing woes on the religious leaders in Matthew 23, he didn't close his comments without first sharing his compassionate heart. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. This is seen further in his patient teaching about events and conditions that would be signs that the end is near so they could be prepared. He affirmed, "See, I have told you ahead of time." He let them know that no matter how hard the times might be, he would return for them. He would write the last chapter. In fact, he reminds them that God's word always contains information about the last chapter, including what would happen to the righteous and the unrighteous. And he assures them that his words would never pass away. Then he let them in on what was going to happen within days and hours of when he was talking to them. He was going to be handed over to the enemy, be falsely accused of wrongdoing, and then die. He knew his Father's plan, predicted in Scripture, and he was ready to see those Scriptures fulfilled in and through his life. He left us the example of a true servant leader. Now, if these studies have been helpful to you, I'd like to hear from you, ludgolds@aol.com. You can also review these scripts by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.